Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today, we want to talk about important in Chinese. We have an important person talking about important subject. That's Matteo Balucchi. Matteo is the CEO of YourMD. Hi, Matteo, 你好。
Hi, 你好。
Right, you work on the healthcare venture now. This is very exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting indeed.
In a very important area.
Yes, what we're trying to do is trying to give the best and the most accurate, trustworthy health information to everybody in the world for free whenever they need it. We think this is very important because people don't really know what to do with their health when they have a problem.
Right.
And so you generally have to go to see a doctor, but doctors are unfortunately, there's not enough of them in the world, and sometimes they are 30 miles away.And 2.5 billion people in the world do not have access to a medical professional. So having access to health information that is reliable and personalized can really make a huge difference. It's really, really important.
Sure, yeah. Okay, let's talk about important in Chinese, and then we'll continue the conversation about this important subject. The way to say important in Chinese, we say 重要。
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 Yeah, both are in fourth tones, and the way to say fourth tones, we go down and just emphasize it. So, 重要。
重要。
Yeah, that's it. And the first word, 重, that means heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah, okay. It means heavy. And then the shape of the character is like a person carrying some big, heavy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah, that means 重。
重。
Yeah. Then the second character means...to want, necessary, or essential, 要。
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 Perfect. So that was the shape of woman standing with her hands, posing like, this is it. This is essential. This is important. Just get the job done. That type of attitude is a woman shape.
Okay.
Holding her hands on her waistline. 要。
要。
重要。
重要。
Yeah, 重要 means important, and if we want to say this is very important, we say 好重要。
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 Yeah, 好 is the third tone, so we go down first and up. 好重要。
好重要。
Yeah, so now we know actually 好你好 everybody says 你好 and this word just keeps coming back, and we mix and match, and then we say, oh, 好大 that means big.It's so big. It's very big. 好小。小 means small. So it's so small. And 好重要. That means so important. It's very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the how is that using 你好? Is it the same
the
meaning
same.
Or is it different?
Exactly the same. You know, so when we say 重, it's quite an interesting one because it means heavy weight. And when people say take care, they actually say keep the weight, 保重。
Ah, okay.
Yeah, 保 means to protect and to maintain. 保. So keep the weight. You can imagine in ancient time, it was hard to keep the weight.
Of course.
Yeah, the healthcare was not that advanced, and then people struggled to find food and nutrition.
Of course.
So 保重。
保重。
Yeah, 保重 that means take care.Look after
keep
yourself.
Keep your weight.
Yeah, keep your
Don't
weight.
Don't lose weight.
Don't lose weight, that's it. So,
it's
保重.
The opposite today.
Yeah, 保重, that's it. And then when we say to pay attention to something, we say 注重。
注重。
Yeah, 注 is inject the weight、
yeah.
onto something, then you pay attention to something. 注重。
注重。
Yeah, so in your venture, your MD is such a 重要 area, and then...We really want to democratize knowledge to people. They can understand their health better.
That is correct. So we have identified that the single biggest thing you could change to improve healthcare is simply give people the information they need.
Yep.
Because, as you know, information is power.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know what you need to know, then you can decide what to do. You
yeah.
can decide if you need to go and see a specialist, you need to decide if you need to take a blood test to find out what might be the problem, or you may just decide to stay home and have plenty of fluids and rest, which is, you know, something that cures a lot of conditions.
Yeah, and it is a lot of saving as well, not only for people themselves, because as you said, a lot of visits are unnecessary.
I give you a staggering number. In the UK, according to a survey that was done a few years ago, the most common reason why people went to visit the doctor is blocked nose.
What?
And there were 8 million visits when they did the survey in that year. just for blocked nose.
Totally unnecessary.
How do you say blocked nose in Chinese?
鼻塞.
鼻塞. That is the number one reason why people go to the doctor.
Yeah, 鼻 is nose. 鼻.
鼻.
And 塞.
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 Yeah, you know the Korean band, 塞?
Yeah.
Yeah, 塞.
塞.
Yeah, so every time, because I know Chinese, every time I heard the 塞, the singer singing, and I think about his name, it's like a blocked nose.
You should go and see the doctor then.
Yeah, you should go to see a doctor. 鼻塞. Yeah.
B-sai.
Yeah, it's a blocked nose. Yeah. And then, so B-sai is actually not important. It's not a serious stuff. So, yeah, it's not. So we say 不重要.
不重要.
Yeah, 不 is no. So 不重要.
不重要.
Yeah, B-sai is 不重要.
Besides 不重要.
Yeah.
It is indeed. And if people didn't go to the doctor, well, the system would save millions and millions of pounds.
Yeah, that's right. So not only saving money for people, for the system and the time.
Time,
the
absolutely.
Whole, like, those people, they have to take a day off to see the doctor. And that's a lot of loss of productivity as well.
It is indeed.
Yeah, so when it's 不重要, don't go to see the doctor.
不重要 indeed.
That's right. You know, your MD is actually a great example for exercising the spirit of Chinese medicine, because everything about Chinese medicine is in prevention.
Yeah, prevention is obviously better than curing, because it's cheaper and it's much better. The problem with prevention is human culture, and you know, we are, as humans, very difficult to change our behavior.
Yeah, that's right. And then, so the spirit of Chinese medicine is doctors, they want to be useless, because when everyone is healthy, they don't need to be there.
Absolutely.
They're not busy.
Yeah, but that's not the case in China, because as you know, the situation is not great.
Yeah, that's very sad because of multiple reasons compounded. Yeah. But on the bright side, people are getting more aware of...
It's all about information.
About information. Yeah. And then on the other hand, if you ask any Chinese person, boys, girls, old or young, they all care a lot about well-being. So if, for example, they will pick up what type of food to eat, and in order to keep young, keep strong, and keep healthy, and keep everything. And
but not to keep the weight heavy.
No. Yeah, they will eat anything, a lot of drinks, a lot of slimming tea type of thing to keep the weight out.
But that's against the word you just described.
Yeah, they will say 保重 without thinking, just like when they say, oh, have a boy, without thinking it's actually about having a boy. Mm. Now they just use it without thinking, they take it for granted.
Yeah.
And I use that the same when I say 保重. I really think that it's actually keep your weight. Mm. I just say, oh, take care of yourself. That's what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. Great fun. Mattel. Okay, 重要, it's important. 重要.
重要.
Yeah, very important. 好重要.
好重要.
Not important. 不重要.
不重要.
And to take care, 保重.
保重.
Okay, thank you, Mattel, for joining us. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.